This goes to Jean, J-E-A-N, Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y, P-A-C, fax 989-644-3724. Regarding Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, middle initial A, McLean, it's M like Mary, C, capital C-L-A-I-N, like November. Date of birth, August 26, 1943. Dear Miss Beatty, this is a consultation for Mrs. McLean, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which has been present since November of 2021. The patient does have a history of heart disease. She actually had a triple coronary artery bypass graft in 2018. And then had a cardiac catheterization with more stents, with a stent placed. In November of 2021, she believes that she may have had some kidney dysfunction even before the coronary artery bypass graft. And at one point, she believes that you may have recommended she come see Dr. Fuente. But with all of the heart procedures, surgery, and then all the follow-up appointments, she did not pursue that recommendation with you. Anyway, she's willing to do so now, so she's here for this appointment today. She's feeling well. Her biggest complaint is some right foot pain, and she feels like she may have arthritis in that right foot. It's painful to walk on. She's actually wearing a lidocaine patch on the foot. She denies excessive coldness or unusual discoloration, although both feet are rather red in appearance, as well as her hands are also red. But she denies pain, numbness, tingling in hands or feet at this time. She was very sick in April. She had a virus, upper respiratory type virus that was not COVID or influenza. And she had severe generalized tremors of her body and very bad dizziness. But she states that is a lot better at this point, and the tremors are actually gone right now. There was mention in your notes about a possible referral to a neurologist, but she does not believe that she has seen a neurologist yet. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. Dizziness is much better. It's only if she changes positions that she experiences some dizziness. She does have severe chronic shortness of breath. She does see a pulmonologist in Mount Pleasant who's actually got her on several inhalers, and that is working. She does not require oxygen, no sleep apnea, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She gets intermittent problems with constipation and diarrhea, but none currently. She has had a past history of gout and has had a recent flare-up in that right foot, she believes, and it is better now, she thinks. No history of TIA, no history of known MI. She does not believe she's ever been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. Dr. Kropotsman is her cardiologist, and we will get records from his office also to review. We'd like to see her most recent cardiac catheterization and any echocardiograms that were done. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, asthma, COPD, gout, anxiety, intermittent edema of the lower extremities, gastroesophageal reflux disease, irritable bowel syndrome, a history of tremors, angina, and intermittent dizziness. Past surgical history, she had cardiac catheterization in November of 2021, triple coronary artery bypass graft in September of 2018, a right breast lumpectomy that was a benign lump, bilateral carpal tunnel release. She's had colonoscopy without evidence of colon cancer, and a left knee scope. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, asthma, and cancer. Review of systems. The patient actually feels like her bladder doesn't always empty fully. That is the main symptom she experiences currently. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, allopurinol, 100 milligram daily. Breztri, it's Brezetri, inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day. Citalopram is 20 milligram every other day. Combivent, 1 inhalation 4 times a day. Gabapentin is 300 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligram twice a day. Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Prilosec, 20 milligram daily. RANOLAZINE, 500 milligram twice a day. Biotin, BIOTIN, 2 daily. Ventolin inhaler, 2 inhalations every 6 hours as needed for wheezing. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her weight, 145 pounds, height, 61 inches. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Pulse is 86. Oxygen saturation is 91% on room air. The patient is alert and oriented. She appears slightly younger than her stated age. She is slightly hard of hearing. Neck is supple, no JVD, no carotid bruise. Lungs are diminished in bases with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. Currently no edema of the lower extremities. Toes are warm. She has sensation intact in both feet. Pedal pulses, 1 plus on the right, 2 plus on the left. Capillary refill is brisk. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 28th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.5 with estimated GFR of 33. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium, 9.7. Albumin, 4.2. Phosphorus is 3.8. Hemoglobin, 13.7 with normal white count, normal platelets. I do have a urinalysis from June 30th, 2022, with negative for protein, negative for blood. Previous creatinine levels, 330/23. Creatinine was 1.6 with GFR 30. 12/15/22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 34. June 30th, 2022, creatinine 1.4, GFR 37. And November 2nd, 2021, creatinine 1.3 with GFR 41. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease since November of 2021, with fairly stable creatinine levels. It may have been higher than normal in March 30th when she was sick with the virus. But then when the creatinine was rechecked April 28th, that's closer to her baseline level, 1.5 with estimated GFR 33 to 34. We will obtain copies of her last echocardiogram, the cardiac catheterization, as well as Dr. Kropotsman's most recent note to follow with the coronary artery disease. We'll also try to get a copy of the note from her pulmonologist for the COPD and asthma. She will have lab studies done now. We're going to repeat everything now with another urinalysis. She will be scheduled for kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. and a renal artery Doppler scan, both at McLaren Hospital in Mount Pleasant at her request. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.